Blog Talk Radio.
Shall happen in accordance with your will on earth as it is in heaven. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Well, let's play some music.
Call on the help and nobody is home. All by myself and I feel so alone. They don't know what to say. the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. I will dance, I will dance, I will dance like David danced. I will dance, I will dance, I will dance like David.
Till they find rest in thee. and seeing God for who he is, our hearts are naturally stirred to find rest in his goodness. So may your heart be stirred at the revelation of God's wonderful character. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, reveals an amazing insight into the relationship God desires with us, his crown of creation. In it, Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me." Do you know that God wants to be friends with you? Just as a friend would ask you out to a meal, God wants to spend time with you every day. God is knocking on the door of your heart. If you're willing to open your heart to him and listen, you can spend time with God in ways more boundless and satisfying than you could with any other friend. Where in your life do you need God's friendship today? In John chapter 15, verse 15, it says, "No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." The story of the gospel is God losing a relationship with the crown of his creation, you and me, and through the death of Jesus, gaining a restored relationship with us. He's been working tirelessly from the very first sin just to be able to call you and me friends again. What you desire from friends around you is completely available to you in God and to even greater depths. If you need a friend to talk to, God is standing at the door of your heart, asking to come in and listen. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." If you need advice, the Holy Spirit, who authored the Scripture, is waiting to reveal to you the wisdom of God. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak it on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. That's John chapter 16, verse 13. If you need to laugh, God longs to bring you to unfathomable joy. When the Lord restores the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. When our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy, then they said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad." If you have a best friend in God, he is not distant. What was true for the psalmist in Psalm 73, 23 through 26 is true for us. "I'm continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you receive me glory. For whom I am in heaven but you, and there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." So spend time in God's presence today. Listen to him knocking on the door of your heart, and invite him in to come in and meet with you. Let his friendship heal the broken places of your heart that needs his love. He offers himself freely to you today. He's gone to imaginable lengths to be able to simply spend time with you. So lay the table of your heart bare before him, and let his smile restore to you the joy of your salvation. So spend time with meditating on God's desire for friendship with you. Open your heart to God and receive his presence. Receive the peace and joy that comes from being in the presence of your Heavenly Father. Spend time simply enjoying your friendship with God. Talk to him about anything you desire. Receive his joy over you. Friendships aren't built in a day, but over lifetimes. You have all of eternity to spend getting to know God. After spending constant time with him, he truly will become your best friend. He will be the person you run to when you have a problem. He will be the source of your joy, peace, and life. Every day you have the choice to do life with God on your own, or you have the enemy working to lead you to choose the latter. The more constantly you spend time with God, the easier the decision will become. Once you know the goodness and reality of God, there is not going back. Okay? Enjoy God today. Walk in the abundant life and restore relationship with him. Answer his call whenever he knocks on the door of your heart. There is no better way you could choose to spend your days and no better friend than God. I highly suggest you read John chapter 15. Going to bring this devotional more to light. Amen. All right. Well, this brings us to the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you traveling down this long, dusty road, not knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you're lacking purpose in your life. Or maybe that you are suffering from depression or anxiety. Or maybe something much worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, sexual immorality, gambling or overeating. Whatever the issue may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order to do so, He's got to know you, folks. If He does not know you, He can't do nothing for you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? And so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long, I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you in the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Okay? If you said this prayer, okay, We really want you to know that God loves you, okay? And he will look out for you and do whatever it is needed in your life, okay? You just got to trust Him to do so. Amen. Well, let's see. Okay. Well, we're going to play a little bit of music here.
Those who have Take me back truth I mean.
Okay. Well, it's time to bring on Tony. He's going to read from the Bible, okay, about how it all began.
Thanks, Ken.
You're welcome.
You know, this afternoon when Ken asked me if I'd come on and read for this show, I kind of had an idea of what I wanted to talk about or what I wanted to read. And I picked this simply because we are going into a new time. We're going into a new era with this pandemic we're going through. It's never going to be the same as it was. Things are always going to be different. From now on, it might be masks every day. We don't know. We don't know. We're losing people day in and day out. We've got distancing. Bars will never be the same. Nothing is ever going to be the same again. It's going to be like a whole new beginning. With that, I decided to take you back to the beginning, to Genesis, and how it all began. In the beginning, God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, "Let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above it. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth." And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light into the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth, across the face of the firmament of the heavens." So God created great sea creatures, and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth." So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth, each according to its kind." And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God he created him. male and female. He created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over living every living thing that moves on earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. So you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work from which God had created and made. Now, this is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that God made the earth and the heavens, before any plant of the field was in the earth, before any herb of the field had grown. For God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground, but a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And God formed man of the dust from the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now, a river ran out of Eden to water the garden, and from there it parted and became four river heads. The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one which skirts the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. Bedlam and the onyx stone are there. The name of the second river is Gihon. It is the one that goes round the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hiddekel, and it is the one that goes toward the east of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates. Then God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may eat freely, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. And God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Out of the ground God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that so was its name. So Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper comparable to him. And God caused a deep sleep on Adam, and Adam slept. God took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which God had taken from man he made into woman, and he brought her unto man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother, be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Genesis 1, 2, 24. Now, see, that's how it all began. From nothing there was something, and from something we are where we are today. And we stand in an abyss, looking into a darkness, not knowing what's coming next, not knowing what we're going to have to create to succeed in this new world. So, I leave you with that. I want to give you a word of worship. It's going to be Psalms 1, 1 through 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of God, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit to its season, whose leaf shall also not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. And like I used to do so many, many, many months ago, I'm going to leave you with words of wisdom, something for you to think about, something for you to put into the back of your minds and repeat over and over. The fear of God is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Amen. So, I guess that's all you're going to have from me this evening. I'll be turning you back over to Pastor Ken as soon as he comes back from the other studio. I cannot see him from here. But since I have no chat room, I have no idea what you're talking about. All I can say, guys, is that I hope you're being safe. I know right now this world is on a you can't make me wear masks, oh, but you better wear masks type of affair. There's people beating each other up in Walmarts over the mask situation, and you got in my space. There's people going crazy, shooting people all over this country for no reason, just because. So, no matter what happens, you just need to remember that we need to stay strong. Do what you need to do to survive. If you have to stay home, if you have to wear a mask when you go out, you do that. Don't let other people, governors and presidents, tell you that it's time for you to venture out amongst the sickness. When it's time, you'll know it. And remember, it's out there. It's not going away. So the safer you are, the better you are. Thanks for having me.
Amen. That was a blessed reading.
Thank you, Ken.
All righty. Well, I hope you enjoyed that, folks. Okay. That reading from Tony. Okay, it's a beautiful reading of creation. Amen. All right. Well, anyway. Okay, I just had to ban Terry McGillicuddy.
They're so stupid, just as I said you were in the second studio. Was I going to tell him you were taking a piss? that's too funny.
Yeah.
Are you still on air?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm still on air. Okay, I can't believe what Terry McGillicuddy put in.
Just ignore Terry McGillicuddy.
Okay. Okay, well, anyway. I just wanted to say it's better a piss than a shit. Yes, that's true. I'm not Uncle Tony. Okay. Amen. All right. All righty. Well, let's get into the prophetic word for the day. The Father says today, this is your day to pre-fall to the Father. That step of faith, that leap of that desperate expectation in front of you. I am there. I am there to catch you. I am there to make myself manifest and make highest heart's desire a reality in your situation and in your circumstance. Never sell out your dreams and never give in to hopelessness or fear. I am the wind in your feet, and I say to you, it's time to fly. It's time to breathe in confidence. Every child, every boy and girl is born with to step into nothingness where dreams come true and life is worth living. Fear not, says God, fear not, but believe only, and the valleys will be brought high and the mountains made low, and you will step out of the rivers and adversity onto the dry land of substance and reality of my promise. Objects in your view are closer than they might appear, says God. You are not bound. No chain can hold you, for I declare that you are free. You are coming out of night when no man can work into the brighter day of the promises of my word. My word, my promises, the abstract of your tomorrow is recorded in the archives of heaven. You have asked, Father, what is the plan? You have asked, Father, what direction would you have me go? And I say to you, I challenge you, put your hands to something and I will bless it. Every place you put your foot, I will give to you. Every enemy will fall before your face as you trust in my word and act upon my initiatives revealed to you in the depths of your being. You will find that you are an inheritor and you are a conqueror. In my fullness, you will taste fully in the land of the living, says God. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Well, tonight's is a 300 episode, okay? And, okay, I'm going to leave you with that, okay? I want you all to have a blessed and wonderful evening, okay? I want to thank all my callers, okay, that called in tonight. However, I didn't pick up any callers. I'm sorry about that, okay? I want to thank all my people that's in the chat room, okay? May they have a blessed night as well. So God bless and have a good night.
Shut up your chat room too.
I can't.
When you stop your whole thing, it should cut off your chat room too.
No, it doesn't cut it out.